Okay, everybody say? Let's make a quick sikkum of what we learnt last week. Very interesting halachas, actually. Of Ein Bishul Acha Bishul.
So he says, halacha is,
once the food has been cooked properly, then to reheat it on Shabbos is not a problem. That means, for example, someone's got a knedel, which he cooked before Shabbos, and now on Shabbos, he wants to put it in the fridge, on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself, he wants to drop that knedel into a keli rishon. Let's not talk about it on the fire, because it's more complicated when it's on the fire. But he's taken the soup off the fire, he's brought it to the table, he wants to serve it out, and he wants to drop the knedels into the soup. So the soup is going to cook the knedel. Yeah? So you're allowed to do that. Since Ein Bishul Acha Bishul the Dovi Yovish, since a solid item which has been cooked cannot be recooked. In the Torah, there's no issur of bishul on Shabbos again. Once an item has been cooked, it can't be reheated. Therefore, you can drop your knedel into the hot soup on Shabbos. We said, who are doing lokshen? People do this. People have got lokshen, and they put it in the fridge before Shabbos. And on Shabbos, they'll take that lokshen and drop it into a hot soup, keli rishon. It's all allowed, because Ein bishul acha bishul b'dovi yovish.
Yeah? How dry does it have to be?
Dry means not wet. It means it's not wet.
So there's
what? Yeah, could be a really problem. Once it's got a very small amount, when it comes to this, actually, if you've got a very small amount of juice on it, it's not enough. It means you can't moisten something else, then that becomes not a problem. Then we spoke about a dovah lach, a liquid. Someone's got a liquid. So there, that means someone cooked the soup before Shabbos. You put it in the fridge, it's cold. And now, what he wants to do is he wants to reheat that on Shabbos. It's a liquid which has cooled down, and he wants to heat it up again on Shabbos. What does he want to do? He's got a boiling hot pot of soup, and he wants to add some soup from the fridge into it. So he wants to take that soup from the fridge and pour into his boiling hot keli rishon, which is not on the fire anymore. That is not allowed to be done. That's by a dovah lach, a liquid. And we hold by a liquid, yesh bishul acha bishul on Shabbos. We explained already last week why this is. We said very briefly, a solid, the whole achievement of a solid is changing from raw to edible. The heat is not a major factor in a solid. The main factor in a solid is you're changing it from a raw carrot to a cooked carrot. So once you've done that, even though it's now become cold again, but you've done, the achievement's been done. It's achieved what it's supposed to have done. It's now edible, properly.
It takes a liquid, what? Take something from the freezer. It's a solid, but there's a bit of...
A very small amount of liquid. I think they say it's not a problem, as far as I remember. So I haven't got the Holocaust Shabbos in, but if you remember that, I think the Holocaust Shabbos is just a little bit. You shake off the more or less the bits of frost on it, and the rest is nothing. It's got no kashivas.
Can't shake it off when it's inside. If you let it defrost, then it'll come out.
You mean, where would it come out from?
Take a cooler out of the freezer, for example. There's a bit of liquid in it.
Yeah, that's the chore, right? That's okay. It's inside, that's okay. That's better. So if it's got ice mamish nick on it, that's a problem. But if you shake off the ice, let's say you shake it off, you've got a lot, nice little bit of just a bit of ice on there, the just a very, very small amount, that goes nothing. Yeah. So a dovah lach, we said a liquid is different, though. A liquid, there is the whole achievement of a liquid is the heat. A person, even though when you take water and you heat it up in a kettle, a vada, it's changed, properties have changed, it's now become changed, it's a changed item because it's been cooked. But the whole chashiv is the heat. And therefore, if the heat has gone down, then it's lost it, and when you reheat it, that's the problem. So by bishul, by liquid, you say yesh bishul acha bishul. This means that last time clearly, there's a big machlokas. When we say yesh bishul acha bishul by a dovah lach, is it min haTorah min haRabbanan? So many poskim take on that it's been min haRabbanan. Really min haTorah, even by liquids, once it's been cooked, even though it's cooled down, it's still achieved something, and therefore to reheat it on Shabbos is not Issur min haTorah, it's an Issur min haRabbanan. Keli rishon is more lenient. So we're talking about Keli rishon for the time being, yeah? That's what we spoke about last week. So this is so far what we said. Dovah yovish is no problem putting it into hot food, into boiling hot food, and a dovah lach, if it's cooled down completely, is a problem. Then we said, the Ramah says, if the liquid is still slightly warm from its original heat, and you have some hot soup, yeah? And for example, you're eating some hot soup, you put it on your plate, and it's cooled down a bit. But it's still warm enough to be served to other people, we say that. Still people would enjoy that amount of it. It's great, that's the upstairs for you. It's still got a warmth to it. That is, the Ramah says, that's mutter to put back in the condition. So I'll give you an example. Someone has some soup on his plate. Someone serves me soup on Friday night. It's in my plate, I don't want it. I leave it on my plate for a while. After about 5 minutes, I realize, no, I don't want the soup in this plate. Can I pour this soup now back into the Kenya mission, which is still boiling hot? So if this soup in my plate is still warm, it's got a warmth to it, then you could put it back. Then we say, even by a dover lach, even by a liquid, if it's still got its original warmth, it hasn't lost its original warmth, then you may give it back. The reason is because really, it's that's a pshat they make. The whole thing is a drabon dikadin, and therefore, if it's still got its original warmth, it's got choshev, and we still let you put it back. Well, normally, if I possibly say, you would still serve to people to be happy, people will still eat it as a warm food. If it's less than that, then it's lost its chashivas, and then it will be a problem to reheat it. So it's every food is different, there's no fixed thing. Yeah. Then we spoke about also what's called a dover lach. So we said, pasta dover lach is something which is very runny. So we said last time, ketchup seems to be a bit machlokes. It could be different ketchup, I'm not sure. It could be different. And then we said also, one thing I forgot to mention, also very important, is dover yovish. We said about dover yovish. Yeah, one thing I forgot to mention is a very important thing. Sometimes you can get a food which starts off as a solid, but when it gets heated, it becomes into a liquid. I mean, I'll give you an example. Mr. Brewer's case is, for example, a piece of fat, for example, sugar. As it congeals, it's very, very, it's a solid. You put it on top of your kettle, for example, to heat up, it's going to become like a liquid, a runny thing. So what do you look at? Do you look at the beginning stage when you put it on, and it's a dover yovish, or do you look at the end result? The end result's going to be a liquid, that's going to be a problem. Yeah? That's a bit of a question. The Maestro Mishnah Berurah is mashma to be made of. Mishnah Berurah in one place, Kon Chav, seems to take on that you look at the initial thing, what you do. When you put it on, what is it when you put it on? If it's a solid when you put it on, even though later it might become a liquid, you don't worry about that. You look at what it is when you put it on. If when you put it on it's a solid, then we give it a dinner of dover yovish, there's no problem.
If you eat the main course from the same plate as you have the soup.
Oh, that comes. We're going to come to that person. Yeah, very good. We're going to come to that. Maestro, in one other place, Mishnah Berurah says that by sugar, funny, Mishnah Berurah by sugar seems to take on, that's called dover lach. So that's a bit of a contradiction in this rule, yeah? Even though a sugar cube, it starts off as a solid. When you put it into a Kali Rishon, it's going to melt and becomes like into a liquid. There, the Mishnah Berurah is machmir. Exactly what the chilek is, I don't know. Most possible take on in the Mishnah Berurah that a solid, which starts off as a solid, even though it becomes a liquid, is still called a solid, it's called a dover yovish. One final thing we said, which is also relevant today, is that if you've got, let's say, like you asked before, someone's got a chicken in gravy. So if the gravy is substantial, it's recognisable, even though the majority of it is a chicken, so we have to look at two things separately. We look at the chicken as dover yovish, and the gravy as a dover lach, and that's a problem. So you can't take that, for example, out of your fridge. You've got, let's say, for example, a liquid gravy in your fridge, and you've got a piece of chicken, and you want to put that on top of your urn, that's mutter on Shabbos in certain cases, so that could be a problem then, because the chicken is a dover yovish, but the liquid gravy is a dover lach. And even though the majority of the pot there is chicken, but since the sizable amount is recognisable as a dover lach, that is problematic.
That's even if the gravy is congealed.
If the gravy is congealed, then it's better, because then it's a dover yovish to start with, it could be it's better then. Then it's that shiloh before, like the sugar cube or like the schmaltz, that could be better. If it started off as a dover solid, then it could be better. It could be called a dover yovish, that would be mutter then. Okay, coming now.
So is that a dover lach?
Yeah, that'd be the same size. It starts off as a cube to start with. It starts off as a solid. So when you put it on something hot, it's never been cooked before. It's much worse. We're talking about something that's been cooked once before. And ice has never been cooked before. It's much worse. So someone takes an ice cube, for example, and puts it into a hot water, and he's done bishul because that ice cube was never ever cooked. Okay, now coming to our case over here. Let's talk about, for example, over here, a ladle. So what happens now? Someone serves soup with a ladle. He puts his ladle into his pot, and he serves it. He puts it onto someone's plate. Okay. Then everyone gives everyone soup Friday night. Everyone's very happy. It's very good soup. The ladle's left on the side. 5-10 minutes later, they want to have seconds. People want to have seconds. Now what's happened is the liquid in that ladle has cooled down. So now to put that ladle back into your boiling hot pot of soup, the chayre is a problem. If it's cooled down mummies and it's not warm enough if it's not warm enough to give to people, which after about 10 minutes of someone in soup, the chayre is not so good. The chayre has lost its heat. Therefore to put that ladle back into the hot pot of soup is lechayra problematic because you've now done an act of mishal. Yeah? Lechayra. Hu avdin, that just knows a bit better your case. Let's say your soup plate itself, which has got little bits of soup still left, and now you want to pour some more soup into your soup plate. So that, I don't want to get involved in that question yet, we'll have to speak about this question, but that's already better because normally when you pour into your soup plate, it's going via Kaylee Shane. I mean, normally what you do is, if you want to pour into your soup plate, I mean, you could take it straight away from the pot, just pour it into your plate, but that's not very common. So normally what most people do in most houses that I know, normally you put a ladle in, and then you take from the ladle, you pour it onto your soup plate. That's better. That case is better. I don't want to speak about that case, Duffkin, now, but that case is better. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. We're talking about now putting the ladle, which has got a bit of liquid on it, still in it, can you put that back into the pot? In the chayre, that is problematic. Hu avdin, very similar case to this, is actually the lid. I think someone mentioned this already last week. It's on the lid of a pot. You've got a boiling hot pot of soup. You take the lid off, put the lid at the side, you serve all the soup out. And now you've got condensation on the actual lid itself. So you can get quite a sizable amount of condensation on that. Now, to put that lid, the chayre, back on your keli rishon, is the chayre back to a problem again, because you're going to heat up. If the liquid on the lid is still hot enough to serve, then it's ein bishlach mishal. You've got no problem. If, however, the liquid has cooled down, and it's cooled down to such a state that most people wouldn't serve that to people wouldn't feel happy with that warmth, then the chayre, that's much worse. To put that back on is the chayre problematic.
How cold is the soup actually?
Well, as long as the soup is yatzeledes boy, any man that the soup is yatzeledes boy, that it doesn't lose its shame kedushin. A good point is actually, I mean, if someone's got a kedushin which was on the fire, so it's bubbling away, he takes it off the fire. Obviously, it cools down. I think we did an experiment last week. I had a thermometer, one of these thermometers. I took out this foam cup. I put boiling hot water into a foam cup. I actually cheated a bit, actually. I must say, what I did was I put boiling hot water into a foam cup. Let it stay in there for a bit, emptied it out, and I filled it up again with hot water. So the walls have been a bit hot, yeah, because from the previous heat. Then I put a thermometer in there. As far as I remember, it was interesting, someone told me the heat of that urn was 96 degrees centigrade. When I put the thermometer into that cup, it was 90. Still very hot. When I made my cup of coffee, I put a bit of coffee in, I put some milk in, not much, it dropped down to 67. So it does change quite quickly, actually. It does change. Now, a pot of soup, I didn't try this out, but a pot of soup that you take off the fire and you leave it off for a bit of time, as long as it hasn't gone down to below 45, which is very unlikely, then it's still called a kedushin.
Even the kedushin
is chicken soup that keeps hot. So your kedushin soup will stay hot for a very long time to make it still a kedushin. You don't lose a kedushin very quickly. So your Kaylee Rishon soup will stay Kaylee Rishon for a very long time. You can try it out once, it's the easiest one to try out.
Yes, no, that condensation, it's the problem is if it drips down or...
No, that's, if you don't do it, what do you mean if it drips down?
If it drops on the lid.
Colour drop. No, I'm talking about size and amount, Marshall. I'm talking about size and amount, which is going to drop down, that could be a problem. Yes, yeah, so he's right, you have to know what the shear is, right. But that could be a potential problem, yeah, because what's happening is you've got a bit of liquid which is going to drop back into your hot soup. So the best thing to do is very simple, just take your lid and shake it off, dry it off, and see how much you'll do. But if you dry it off, you've got no problem. A ladle, who are doing a ladle, to put your ladle back in the soup is lechayra problematic unless you dry the ladle, or you shake it off and see how much you'll shake off. But lechayra, unless you don't have a substantial amount of liquid there. Okay, let's talk about how much liquid we're talking about. So this was an interesting shayla, actually. Someone asked, this seems to be an old shayla, someone has a cup of tea, which is very relevant to what we're talking about now. Someone has a cup of tea, they finish their tea, and they want a refill. Well, let's talk next one. He has a glass of water, whatever it is, he's had a glass of something, a liquid. He's finished his glass of liquid. Let's talk about a glass of water first. He has a glass of water, and he's finished a glass of water, and now he wants to have a refill. So he goes to the urn, and he pours hot water back onto that cup. But that should be a problem. Very often in your cup, you've got little bits of drops left over. So if the drops are still warm, so then there's no problem. Ein bishlach a bishl. But very often you've had your cup sitting at the side for a bit of time. So the drops have cooled down. And the chayra, to go now to the urn and pour boiling hot water over it, the chayra should be problematic. So if you're dry, you've got no problem. I might say, I saw the Loshna, I haven't got the Sforim in front of me, but I might say, they bring from the Shvisa Shabbos, the Shvisa Shabbos says, ancient Loshna, Ra'isi Raboisai Kashishai, Kashishai Shaloi Nizharu Bazer. He says, my Rebbes were not fussy about this. To dry out the cup before refilling it. Now here, Ramosa, we remember what we're talking about. We're talking about here, you've had a cup of tea already in this cup, you have hot water. That means the water was once hot, and it's now cooled down to below the fairy you would give it to other people, so now, and you want to refill a new cup over here. So on that, they say, it's not ideal. Probably partially the best is to wash it up, to dry up. If you can't dry up, if you shake it off, and you've only got very few drops left over, so Ramosa, others want to suggest that it's an isadrabonon. Yes, bishl acha bishl, like he says, an isadrabonon. I don't laugh. It's a psit reish lo nichele. He doesn't really want those drops of nothing to him. He doesn't really want it. It's not irrelevant. It doesn't make his tea better. He's got enough water. He doesn't need those few drops. Yeah? It's not the normal way of doing bishl, so together with that seal, they would allow it. However, don't make a mistake. That means, for example, someone's got a dirty cup, and he goes to wash his cup out by the sink. He rinses out his cup to clean it out. And then he wants to go to the urn and put the urn water on. That's much worse. Because that water's never been cooked. There, I don't know who's making it in that case. If the water's never been cooked before, even though you've only got droplets in it, that's much stricter. What?
You dry it out.
Yeah, you can dry it out. The thing is, the Moshla thermos flask, for example, is not always so easy. A lot of things you can't get mummies into. Yeah, so there you have to know. That's a bit worse. A case of where you can't dry out the keli. But I'm just saying, what we're talking about over here is a case of a keli where you can dry it. We're talking about a case of Moshla soup and a tea is the water or the soup was cooked previously. So all you're doing now is you're reheating it. So you're right, it's an issa, but it's an issa with drabon. Yes, it's like this. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But that water, where are you talking about? You're talking about the water inside the kegel, no? On the outside, you're right. That's much worse now. That's tucker right. That's the chayr much worse. Unless you say it's so, if you shake it off, I think it's if you shake it off, that's got no kashivas. It's nullified to the kegel. It's got no kashivas at all. If you've got substantial, that's shake is lost. As far as I remember.
Neither does the water of the cup
that you
rinsed out.
But that's a situation. That's not nullified. There you can see it. You can see your drops of water. When you've got like a very thin layer of water on your challah, on your kegel, that's not recognizable anyone. It's lying on the surface. No one can see it really. What you say? You can see it? Can you see that water? It's not. There's water on the surface, but it's not recognizable as anything. Yeah, time maybe that's where you take a challah out of the freezer. You're saying the mice, you've got frozen water there.
That's not being good.
Yeah, it's much worse. That case is different, much worse, because it's never been cooked that water. I have to check it with Loshen. He's done much things about to get it out of a frozen cup. Yeah, I'm going to check it out. Yeah? So let me make a quick summary of what we said, Rabbi Yisrael. Very simple halachas. That we spoke about ein bishlach habishl. So we said by a dover lach, a liquid, ein bishlach habishl. Normally it's a problem of bishl by a dover lach. If it's cooled down, it's a problem. Unless it's still slightly warm from the original heat, that you will still serve it to people, even if it's not yasteres, but you still serve it. That is enough to be called still choshev, and therefore to reheat that is no problem. If it's lost that heat, then the chayra, that's more problematic. So therefore, the chayra, a ladle, which you've used to give out soup with, and now what's happened is the ladle's been left around for a long time, so the soup inside the ladle's cooled down. To put that ladle back into your hot soup, the chayra is problem. So the best thing to do is to shake it out. If you can dry it, it might be better. But if you shake it out, at least you've got posture you can rely on, that the mice, once you shake it out, you've only got a few droplets in there, that's okay. If you've got a sizeable amount in there, that's much worse. That's what I should be careful about. All right, we're what? Yeah. You've got a problem with another lady.